This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Today we're going to be visiting with Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council. As I've mentioned before, June is Dairy Month, so Joyce and I talked about a variety of topics related to the dairy industry. It's Dairy Month, so let's start off with why the heck do we celebrate Dairy Month in June?
It initially started back in 1937, and then it was called National Milk Month. It was just a way to kind of distribute some of the extra milk that was out there. You know, in June, schools are shutting down, so they're not drinking quite as much milk. And it really did serve as a reminder that milk is important every single day. It provides a tremendous source of nutrition as well as calcium. And then in 1939, it was changed to June Dairy Month. And we've been celebrating ever since. Just a reminder, time to kind of honor dairy farmers and all the hard work that they do to provide such an excellent product to us.
Well, definitely an exciting month, and really enjoyed having you both in here today. And we talked with Dave. He said a lot of work goes into the dairy farming, and he's milking every day. So I want to touch, I think you have some numbers to share with us about how much milk a cow produces each day.
Yes, it's amazing. And an average cow can produce anywhere from 6 to 8 gallons of milk every single day. So over a year's time, that's 2,000 glasses of milk. And again, we're in Illinois, the production is about 6.4 gallons per day for the average cow. So that's a lot of milk. And of course, doesn't end with milk, because we take that milk and produce so many other things, cheese, yogurt, butter, sour cream. So it's something that's important to all of us and something we probably do use every single day.
Yes, and pretty amazing that that much milk can come from just one cow. So
yes,
that's really great. And want to talk about, so we get that much milk from one cow, but let's touch on how many dairy cows are there. We're close to Missouri. You work with Missouri and Illinois. So what are those numbers for both those states? How many dairy cows do we have?
In Missouri, there are about 88,000 cows, and in Illinois, we have about 94,000 cows. Missouri has about 1,200 licensed dairy farms, and in Illinois, we have about 700.
So some pretty good numbers there.
Yes, yes.
And I guess now we'll go into which state produces the most milk out of the two, which...
Yes, Missouri ranks actually as number 25, and Illinois is a little bit higher, 22. Of course, the larger producing states are states like California, Wisconsin, Idaho, New York, and Pennsylvania. But we still make our contribution in Illinois and Missouri.
Yes, and we've got Prairie Farms right here in Illinois, so that,
yes,
we've got that going for us. And I want to move on now. You know, the tanker comes to Dave's house every day to pick up the milk. But how long is that process from the farm to the table? Can you tell us how long that takes?
It is relatively short. It usually, on average, takes about 48 hours to go from the farm to the plant and then back out to the store or to the school or the home. So that's amazing that it happens that quickly.
Yeah, so that milk that we're buying is relatively fresh.
It's pretty fresh. Yes, it is. And I know at Prairie Farms, they're very proud of the fact that they have a very long shelf life on their milk, that it stays fresh and wholesome and great to drink for so many weeks.
Yes, what a very great that we can preserve it for that long. And we touched on, you know, some of the top producing states of milk, but how many states in the U.S. have dairy farms?
You know, on average, there's a dairy farm in each of the 50 states. And actually, even I was on vacation, this has been a year ago, and flew into Maui, and the road that ran right out of the airport was called Dairy Farm Road. And I thought, they even have a dairy farm in Hawaii, so that's great. Yeah.
They have two, Dave says.
Oh, okay.
That was the first state that came to mind was, well, what about Hawaii? That's great to know. We've got them spread out throughout the country, so...
Yes, and, you know, it's a matter of convenience, and milk is a perishable food, so it's very handy to have a dairy farm in a number of locations, and the milk can go into the processing plant very quickly and then be distributed.
Sure. You know, we're talking about to milk and how great it is and all those nutrients, and probably have touched on this before, but it's Dairy Month, a great reminder. So how many servings of dairy should we really be having each day? Because I know you hear different guidelines and no one's really ever sure.
Yes, for adults or everyone from age 9 on through adult, we recommend at least 3 servings each and every day. For the younger children, ages 4 to 8, they should have about 2.5 servings. And for the younger ones, the toddlers, 2 to 3 years of age, they should have at least 2 servings. Of course, milk is a tremendous source of calcium. That's very important, especially during those growing years. But it provides so many other important nutrients as well that children need just for health.
And let's talk about what some of those are besides the calcium. And, you know, we tell kids strong bones, strong teeth. What are some of those other reasons for why children should be drinking their milk and probably adults too?
Yes. Well, dairy is irreplaceable in the diet because it is such a source of so many important nutrients. Calcium for bone building, vitamin D that helps our body absorb and use the calcium. And then protein is another nutrient that is very important. And protein helps us because it provides a lot of benefits to us. We know that it helps us keep feeling fuller longer as we get older. The protein actually helps us with our immune system and also with our metabolism. And protein is something that we've been hearing about over the past couple of years as being a nutrient that we really want to focus in on. And it's part of the components of all of our different body cells. So very important to make sure that we're getting that protein as well.
And I think we've touched on this a little before, but actually some benefits to drinking milk after a workout.
Absolutely. Chocolate milk especially, because it has the right mix of carbohydrate to protein, and it refuels the body's muscles, of course, during exercise, during a workout, or even during a game. Usually the muscles are depleted of their stored source of glycogen, and so chocolate milk is a great beverage to drink after you've had one of those hard workouts.
And it doesn't taste too bad either.
It's so delicious, yes.
That's right. Okay, well, we've touched on a lot of great things. Is there anything else, Joyce, that you'd like to mention? I know we have a couple other items here. Maybe there's the real deal lunch bag question. So maybe when we're packing our dairy for our lunches, anything you want to mention about that for the kids? It's getting, well, they're out of school now, but warmer months.
Even as you're, you know, through the summer months, there are a lot of different picnics, or perhaps the family gets together for a reunion. But certainly the great thing about milk and dairy foods is you can take them on the go. You just need to make sure that they're packed in a cooler. You want to make sure they're iced down and kept cool. And then also, as a reminder, you never want to leave something sitting out in the sun, because that change in temperature can help the product deteriorate. So just make sure you're taking it with you. Great way to still get dairy foods throughout the summer. And then make sure it's packed in a cooler with a lot of ice. Enjoy.
And can you, I've heard of this too, sometimes freezing certain products, that's
yes.
Okay, and they thaw?
You can, absolutely. And especially if you're going out for a picnic or, you know, going out with the kids, the yogurt that's in the little tubes, that's something great just to throw in the freezer the night before. And you can pack them, take them with you, and, you know, it still stays cold and helps to keep the other items cold. So that's great. And you can also, cheese is very portable as well, so that's something great to take along if you're going on picnics. Just make sure you have it sealed in plastic wrap, and again, something you don't want to leave sitting out for a long time. And as always with anything, when it's outside, if you have a doubt about perhaps it's been out too long, always throw it out. It's better to do that than to take a risk.
Sure. Well, all great reminders there and some things to keep in mind this summer for our lunches and outings. Any other thoughts today about Dairy Month, dairy products? More information for us.
I would just say, as a reminder, remember to aim for 3 servings each and every day. Very easy to do simply by including milk, yogurt, or cheese at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's the easiest thing to do.
Joyce Vickery, nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.